What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Andrew. I'm with my good buddy here, Steve. How you doing, man?
How's it going, Andrew? It's good being here as always.
Yeah,
got some
thanks.
Exciting news today.
Yeah, right. We do. We have some exciting news. So for anyone who was listening in the past, we are formerly called the Wet Coaster Sportscast. Steve and I got together. We kind of put our heads together and we wanted to come up with something a little bit more niche, a little bit more something that we'd be really passionate about and that we hope you will be too. And that's specifically hockey prospects. So we want to really focus on the WHL because we're from obviously Vancouver, you know, and that kind of spans out from Vancouver to Manitoba, all the WHL. We'll probably be biased, to be completely honest. We'll have our local teams, British Columbia teams. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, so we decided to rebrand and that brand, I'll let Steve explain it. We went with Puck and Flamingos. Now, Steve's going to give you a quick little rundown on what a flamingo is because he's a goaltender. So if you don't know, people like Steve hate flamingos.
For those that don't know what flamingo is usually a D-man. Doesn't have to necessarily be, but someone that's blocking a shot and at the last minute lifts their leg up like a flamingo.
I'm going
to
correct you there. Usually it's forwards who don't know what they're doing as a defenseman. I'm going to correct you there.
So don't be a puck and flamingo, right?
I'm sick of it. That's right. Don't be a puck and flamingo. Keep your skate on the ice. Yeah.
Block those shots.
Right. I'm a defenseman too. I told one guy this, the name of the new podcast the new brand. And he gave it to me. He told me like your old playing career, but I was never a puck and flamingo. Okay. I'm going to put that out there. I sacrificed the body. All right. I kept my skate on the boys. Ice. Yeah. Yeah. The goalie was my number one fan. If you ever goaltended behind me, you'd know. A puck and flamingo, and if anyone touched you, they'd be dead.
Exactly, right? Goaltenders know that. Goaltenders know who the good D-men are.
Right. And then this chump, this guy that's saying that, no bother calling him out, Nick, if you're listening. Yeah, he was my captain too. I had his back like the goalies. Fucking guy.
I know you talk about it too, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure he tunes into this one.
Nick doesn't play the defensive zone. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he didn't come past the red line.
All you hear is the tap of the stick, call for passes.
Yeah, he couldn't have been a flamingo.
You got to play defense for that.
Just bugging you, Nick. Thanks for listening. Keep listening.
He's still stud. The kid's a stud. He's got a wicked clapper.
Yeah, so anyway, guys, Puck and Flamingo. Look, that's the brand. The podcast itself, we're going to go with Dub Talk. And that's going to bring you all the up-to-date WHL information. Over the next little while, we're actually going to cover CHL as a whole. We're going to do some Memorial Cups and prospect games. And don't worry, we're not leaving your local Vancouver Canucks high and dry. We are going to do a weekly special called Canucks Corner, and we will cover all things Vancouver Canucks and the new AHL team in Abbotsford there, or the Fraser Valley, whatever they go with. So yeah, really excited for that. That was Steve's call, and that's a really good idea. Steve, do you want to fill any more information on that?
Heck yes. I'm so pumped for this. WHL hockey. I mean, bringing in the young kids, bringing in the old games too, with all the pros that you guys know today and where they came from. I think it's gonna be awesome going back, watching some big games, some Memorial Cups, some top prospects games, which I always enjoyed. It's going to be an awesome time, I think.
Yeah. So what's really cool, in my opinion now, is that, yeah, like Steve said, we're going to talk about the past. We're going to talk about the present. We're going to talk about the future, especially the future, all the up and coming guys. You know, we're going to drop free Giants tickets on you. So listen up for that. You know, when we talk about past games, we don't just mean like Memorial Cups and stuff like that too. Like, we want to talk about past players, alumni. I know Mark Recchi just got voted into the Philadelphia Flyers Hall of Fame, you know. He's a Blazer. Lots of guys. Jerome, yeah,
Scott Niemeyer.
You know, more recently, you got Lucic out of Vancouver and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's loads of players. I know we're not even gonna start to touch on all the players that come out of the dub. But we will. So stay tuned. The other thing is the World Juniors. You know, that's one of my favorite tournaments all year long.
The best tournament of the year. beside after Christmas, the next thing I'm looking forward to is is Boxing Day morning, man.
Right. Yeah.
Better than watching Team Canada play. So
that's right. And the dub is always well represented in the World Junior Tournament. Team Canada always pulls some great players in the WHL. So look, guys, stick around. We're gonna have some good fun. Don't be a puck in Flamingo. Keep your skate on the ice. And stay tuned for some up-to-date WHL news and Canucks news on a weekly basis. Cheers.
Have a good one.